Good morning, everybody. It is so good to see you here at our 11 o'clock service. And welcome everybody who is watching on our live stream. So glad you joined us as well. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, if you would. This is the second week, as Chris said, for our Renew Emphasis Sunday. And our desire is for all of our church members to recommit themselves for another year of faithful service here at Open Door. And we're going to be asking you to do that at the end of the service. If you're visiting, this is a great day for you to be here as well, because you're going to be hearing a lot about what membership looks like here at the church. Some opportunities for you to get involved, and we're going to be unrolling some of our fall plans for you so that we can get back to being who God has called us to be. Amen? So it's a great day, and if you have not yet, I'll need for you to have this handout. This will be important today, as well as the elements for the Lord's Supper that you will need later on in the service. You can find both of those in the back table. Just feel free to get up right now and grab that. Let me talk a little bit about the body. You know, every part of your physical body, God has designed for it to work together. And every part working together makes the body function efficiently and effectively. I was doing a little research this week on the big toe. Yeah, I actually did big toe research. And here's what I learned, that without your big toe, you can't balance yourself. You have a lot of problem with balance and walking. As a matter of fact, back in the time of the Vietnam War era, there was a lot of guys who didn't want to go into the army, and so they shot off their big toes because you can't be drafted if you don't have a big toe. I didn't know that either. No big toe, no balance. Because the big toe is just a small part of the whole body working together. It would be like not having a shoulder. If you didn't have a shoulder, you couldn't use your arm. Imagine that. No shoulder, no arm. Or your hip. What if your hip stopped working? No hip, no legs. Some of you older folks can say amen or oh me if that fits you. So every part of your body, right? Head and shoulders, knees and toes. We sung that song. They all are necessary for the body to work effectively and efficiently, and the local church is no different. As a matter of fact, that is the very language that the Bible uses for the church so that we can understand the necessity of how every member in the body of Christ is vital for the entire body to function. 1 Corinthians 12 is just one of those passages that teaches us that every member must use the gifts and abilities given by God's Spirit for the church to fulfill its mission and to bring glory to Jesus. This is what it says, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12. For even as the body is one and yet has many members, and all of the members of the body, though they are many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. I love the imagery that Paul gives us for the church. And so for every person who has received what Paul describes as spirit baptism, that means that you have been born again. That means that you have come to faith in Jesus Christ and you're saved. For every person that has been born again or baptized by God's indwelling Spirit, you've been placed into one body. There are many of us, and the many are placed in the one body under the headship and the lordship of Jesus Christ. Now that refers, first of all, to every person all over the world has been placed into the universal church. But today we're going to talk about the local church, because here at Open Door, we also describe ourselves like a body, because every member is important. And if you have been born again, then you have the opportunity to take part in this wonderful body of believers. So, first we are baptized by the Spirit of God and placed into the body. Here at Open Door, we are a Baptist church, and so we follow having been spirit baptized or born again by water baptism or believer's baptism, and that gains entry into the local church, to which now, as a part of the local church, we on a very regular basis will celebrate the Lord's Supper and partake of those elements symbolizing the body and the blood of Jesus Christ in order for our church to maintain its unity and its purity. And so being a member of a local church gives you access to those most important privileges of receiving the ministry of God's word and these precious ordinances. And that is a wonderful privilege that not everybody gets to enjoy. Now, you've probably heard of exclusive clubs, right? For the rich and the famous, and they have exclusive clubs that only the few are able to go and enjoy. But let me tell you something, if you understand your Bible rightly, there is an exclusive membership that has everlasting benefits. And that membership is to be a part of the church of Jesus Christ. And so I want you to consider how meaningful membership really is. And what I want you to do is to take this handout that we have put together for you. And I am going to explain the first part of this handout so that you can understand what meaningful membership looks like here at Open Door. And then we are going to have the ministry staff come up, and they're going to share with you specifically what membership looks like in reference to their ministry areas, and also some opportunities for you to get involved. Because to be a member means that we are all together using our gifts and abilities to serve the body. Afterwards, I'm just going to lead us in a prayer where we're just going to commit ourselves to another year of faithful service at the church. So we got a lot of good things to accomplish this morning. Let me begin by just once again sharing with you what is it that Jesus asks of his body, the church. Well, I mentioned this last week, and I'll say it to you again. It's simply this: loving obedience. That's what Christ wants from us. Loving obedience. And that's what makes membership so meaningful, because we base it out of our love for God and our desire to make the gospel known throughout the world. That's the mission of Open Door Church, to love God and to make his gospel known. That fulfills the greatest of commands, to love God with all of our heart, soul, mind, and strength, to love our neighbor as ourself. It fulfills the Great Commission, which tells us that every disciple, every follower of Jesus Christ is to be making disciples of people here and there and everywhere. And so the mission of our church allows the church to have a direction and a goal. But I want to break that down a little bit more, because the way we accomplish the mission here at Open Door is through what we call four core values. Four core values. And these core values allow us to fulfill the mission. And we talk about them basically as believing the gospel, living the gospel, sharing the gospel, multiplying the gospel. Believing the gospel on a regular basis and applying God's word to our lives, sharing the gospel, living out the gospel through authentic relationships which allow us to fellowship with one another. And of course, here at Open Door, we primarily do that through our care group ministry or our small group ministry. Sharing the gospel with the lost, so that we can be intentional about making disciples in our community. And then, of course, multiplying the gospel by planting churches nationally and internationally, to which we have done for the many years that I've been here at Open Door, and I pray that we'll continue to do it many, many years more. Now, what we've done this Renew season is we have broken down the mission of our church a little bit further. Because at times, you know, as a member, you can see the mission. Oh, that's great. The core values of our church, those are wonderful. But still ask the question, but where do I fit in? And what are my responsibilities as a member? Well, thank you for asking, because I'm going to explain to you very clearly what those expectations are. There are six things that we are asking for every member of our church. So you individually have an opportunity to be a meaningful member. And what that looks like is that you will gather with us regularly, that you will abide in Christ faithfully, that you will serve diligently, that you will love sacrificially, that you will give generously, and that you will live missionally. If you do those things, you have accomplished meaningful membership. First, by gathering regularly. Listen, your physical presence is absolutely essential for this church to assemble. And if you're watching on the live stream and you're still unable to gather with us, we miss you. Our church is not the same with you. If you are watching on the live stream and you are able to gather with us, let me just say this. You must be here with us because we're the church. And we cannot assemble well unless the entire church is assembling. You are absolutely necessary. Why? Because I cannot worship corporately without you. The reason why I come to church every Sunday is not for me, it's for you. And the reason why you should come and gather with us every Sunday is not for you, for us. It is necessary for us to corporately worship. And so when you come, you stimulate us towards love and good deeds, as Hebrews 10, 25 and 26 says. And in the same way, you receive the benefit of it. And so gathering regularly is vital to meaningful membership. I needed to stress that because this is just a crazy year. But here at Open Door, we have committed ourselves to doing it, and we're just finding ways to do it. And so thank you for making that commitment. But secondly, we don't want you just to gather regularly. We want for you to abide in Christ faithfully. What does that mean? That means there needs to be a daily communion with Jesus, a daily walk with the Savior. Every day, taking in the Word of God and praying. The word and prayer, that's our mantra. The word and prayer, that's our discipline. So that we are walking with Christ. We are walking in the Spirit every day, abiding with Christ, John 15 and 5. Also, every week, we are abiding in Christ with each other. We do that through our small groups. We do that right now as we're gathering on Sunday, abiding in Christ faithfully. Now, let me add to that, we need to serve diligently. Your service is absolutely essential for us to accomplish the mission of this church. Now, we're gonna stress service a lot today, again, because it's just an interesting season, it's an interesting year, and unfortunately, this is a big concern I have. I feel that members of churches, ours included, have decided, well, you know what, I think it's okay for me to take a break from doing church because of COVID-19. All right, now first of all, let me in love rebuke you. There's no break in serving the local church. Why? Because the body necessitates every part working together. Can I ask you this? Aren't you glad Jesus has not taken a break this year from being the head of the church? Can I hear amen? Amen. Okay, if Jesus hasn't taken a break being the head of the church, the body parts can't take a break. I know there's some challenges, but we're about to tell you many ways where you can still serve. Serving diligently is fundamental. Galatians 5 and 14, in love, serve one another. Your gifts cannot be replicated because God has uniquely placed you within this church. And if you're looking for a church to serve, as soon as you join, I want you to know you have a unique place here, and that is important. It's when all of us come together serving that we get the job done. You'll hear more about that in a second. Now let's talk about loving sacrificially. John 15, 17, Jesus said, this is the one thing I need for you to do because I'm leaving soon, and that's love each other. Just as I have loved you, love one another. Sacrificial love is when we care about another person more than we care about ourselves. I think Open Door is an incredibly loving church, and it's because of our members. And as a member, we want you just to recommit to being that person, loving others more than yourselves. And then, remember what I talked about last week. One of the best ways that we can promote the gospel and be the church is to love people who are unloved. Love the least of these. Love those that, for many, consider unloving or unlovely. Listen, when we love those who are unloved with the love of Jesus, that's when we are presenting the gospel. That's what a meaningful church member does. We love those who are unloved with the love of Jesus Christ. Man, if we just did that, we would accomplish so much. All right, the last two, give generously. In 2 Corinthians chapter 9, 6 and 7, God loves a very cheerful giver who gives generously, and he gives generously, or she gives generously of her time, her talents, and her financial resources. Again, to the fulfillment of the mission of the church. It takes all of those. It takes your time in service. It takes the giftedness, your talents that the Spirit of God has given you. I love the fact that our church is a serving church. So many of our members every week engaged and involved. And so many things that I can't do, or I can't do well if I tried. And I just love the fact that we give our time, our talents, but we also have to give of our financial resources. In order for us to fulfill the mission, it takes all of us giving together. And what's the goal? Give generously. Give sacrificially. Now, who's the judge of that? Not me. It's Jesus. So if you want to know what does generous giving look like, whenever you're ready to give, say, Christ, is this generous? Is this sacrificial? If you get an affirmation, give it. Because ultimately, this is why we give. We give to support the one who has established his church, Jesus Christ. And I want to thank you for giving generously and ask you to recommit to that. The last one is living missionally. Living missionally. 2 Corinthians 5, Paul says we are ambassadors of Christ. Our role is to plead with lost people, be reconciled to God. Be reconciled to God. It's okay to ask someone, are you right with God? Are you reconciled with God? Because we're his ambassadors. And we are Christ's disciples. We fulfill the Great Commission by making disciples. And that's what living missionally does. And then as a church, not only do we live missionally, we send people to live missionally all over the world. If you're visiting this church, I want you to know that we have sent hundreds upon hundreds. I'm not lying, hundreds of people in the years that I've been serving here, all over the world, making disciples. It's such a joy to be a part of a church like this. Now, I'm going to invite our ministry staff to come up. They're going to take a few minutes to talk about what does fall 2020 look like here at Open Door and how you can get involved. Chris Rafferty's coming back. Let's give a hand for Chris.
Wow, I hope I can live up to that. All right, let's see here. Yes, I am Chris Rafferty. I'm the minister to children and families here at Open Door. So I do want to share with you very briefly just an overview of how we're going to go about continuing to fulfill the mission that we have, not only as a church, but specifically with our ministry to children and families in these coming months. We build our ministry to children and families on two main foundations. One is that we are committed to equipping and encouraging parents being disciple makers in the home. And so we are going to continue to do that. And we are committed to any child that comes through our doors here at Open Door and any child that we have the opportunity to share the gospel with, we are committed to sharing that gospel faithfully with them. And so we're going to continue those things, both through several ministries that I'm specifically going to mention here before you. And so the end goal of all this is that we want the children that are connected to Open Door, we want them to be made wise unto salvation. And so we present the scriptures to them in a variety of ways. Again, we want that happening at home. We want that happening here at the church. And so we are committed to making sure those things happen. And so the two main ministries that we have through our regular ongoing ministries are Sunday School and Awana. So Sunday School, as you know, we have been having our faithful Sunday School teachers record themselves teaching a lesson for the kids each week. We've been doing that for the last, 5 or 6 months now, and we're going to continue that on into the next few months. And what they do is they record those videos, I post them to a YouTube channel that we have, and you then have the opportunity as a parent to access those lessons and to share those with your children. So every Wednesday or Thursday, if you're on our email list, you should be receiving an email from me. If you don't see it, check your junk box, but you should be receiving an email from me that has a link to the lesson videos, as well as a link to a Dropbox folder that has all of the lesson material so that you too can know what's coming up in the week and the weeks ahead, as well as how you can best help your kids to learn the important lessons that they're learning through the curriculum. And then we also have our, starting next Sunday, what we're going to do is after the 9 o'clock service, I know you guys are 11 o'clockers, but after the 9 o'clock service out on the lawn, we're actually going to have some rotations of Sunday school teachers doing lessons for the kids out under the tree. So even as it's hot, we're still going to try to gather a little bit, of course, in socially distanced manner, but we want the kids to have the opportunity to know what it is and to know the importance of gathering together. So having that opportunity for them to do that will be starting next week after the 9 o'clock service. It'll be a 15 to 20 minute opportunity for them to gather and to learn. Also, our Awana ministry is going to be kicking off here on September 13th. Again, this will look different than it ever has before, and so we've been working hard to try to come up with a plan that allows us to take all of the good benefits of Awana and to get the most out of them while still being socially distanced and doing this ministry virtually. And so there's been some emails go out for that. I just invite you for details to check those things out. I made a really awesome video that kind of explains the overall form of how we're going to be doing Awana, so check that out. And also make sure to sign up. We want to go ahead and get folks engaged with that. And so in order to make all of this happen, right, we've talked a lot about meaningful membership today. We want our members, children, adults, everybody to be meaningfully connected. And the way that that takes place is when each one of us serves in a way that is that fits the gifts that the Lord has given us for the building up of the body of Christ. And so children's ministry, we need folks to kind of help step into some key roles. And so among the top of those is for our Awana ministry. Again, a bulk of what we're doing as far as what we'll need for leaders is going to be virtual. And so even if you're still a little uncomfortable, you're not quite ready to be gathering in person and having those face-to-face conversations in close proximity, a lot of what we're going to be doing is having our leaders connect with families and kids either over Zoom or phone calls and means like that. And so we want you to have the opportunity to serve in that way. And that's something that we're going to need is folks that are willing to lead in our Awana ministry in such a way. Also, for our Sunday preschool ministry, it is our goal to kick off a couple of preschool classes during this service here within the next month or so. This is a pretty big goal for us, right? We need folks who are going to be committed to serve. Here's my promise. If we have folks that are committed to serve, we will have somewhere for you to place your kids and to have them cared for during during this 11 o'clock service. So calling on you to step in to that role. Also, for our soccer nights, we are going to be trying to do our soccer nights club here in the next few weeks, again, toward the end of September. We need you to sign up your kids to engage in the camp. We also need volunteers for that. We're also wanting to kick off some backyard Bible clubs. We have been checking out some resources to be able to hand to you so you don't have to try to figure all that stuff out. We're just asking for you guys to be willing to open up your homes and to open up your yards, actually, and to have a backyard Bible club for the kids in your community as a means of sharing the gospel. And then lastly, we have our weekday preschool. They have been working diligently to get ready for a new preschool year, which kicks off the Tuesday after Labor Day, and they're still in need of 4 assistant teachers. What an excellent way to engage their community. This is a thriving ministry that for several years now has really helped us to meaningfully connect with members of our community that wouldn't otherwise come into our church. And so these are just a few of the ways. I'm going to position myself after the service out in the lobby, and you can come stand 6 feet away from me, and we'll have a conversation about how you can get involved with our children. Thank you. Sean, I believe, is coming up next.
That's love right there, wiping down the mics. Thank you. But my name is Sean Robinson, and I have the privilege of serving students here and their families, in short, to love the Lord more and to carry his mission. That's what I get to do, and not only myself, but our team. I could not see the vision of what is student ministry from middle school through college if I didn't have the people being the hands and the feet of the church. And so the leaders, some of them are in here, most of them are at the early morning service, but I just want to say thank you for and sacrificing time and energy to love our students. But this past year, we've been able to see the Lord work in tremendous ways. So this summer, we had a number of students get baptized, which is worthy of celebration. But people have just been growing in their walk and really just being about it. And it's been awesome to see and to just be a witness. But everything that we do with students stems from this one vision called this, right? Life-on-life learning that produces longevity. So what do I mean by that? We come to know the Lord more by doing life together, shoulder to shoulder. We are experiencing things. We're taking the gospel forward, but we're doing that together for the purpose of seeing to it that it would be produced in their hearts over the course of a lifetime. So that's the longevity. We want to see them chasing after the Lord, not only here, but when they leave here. And so all that we do is stemming from that. But in order for this mission to go forth, again, that's kind of under to love God and make his gospel known, we need people. We need y'all because that's how the Lord wants to use. That's how the Lord wants to use his people. That's how he wants to get his mission out, is using his people to impact people. And so in short, for the student ministry this year, we've had a number of folk transition out to do better things. And so we're looking for committed members to come alongside 2 to 3 students and really just disciple them. We just want more leaders that, again, have a heart for students, because it is what it is. You know what you're getting into when you decide to plug in and invest with middle schoolers and high schoolers, college students. Like it's work. So we want to see to it that you have a passion for students, but committed members, right, to come alongside 2 to 3 students to disciple them. And then as it pertains to college students, what we need to love our college students better is care groups. So we have 3 families transition out this summer, and they were inviting college students into their care groups to love on them, to disciple them. And that's what we need now. We need that this year. If we're going to, again, serve our college students well, we need to see to it that we have families that either already have a care group or, maybe you want to start a new one. And preferably in the Wake Forest area, because we know that proximity is a game changer. College students, they're probably not going to want to travel 25, 30 minutes to go to care group. I'm just saying, this experience, seeing it. Maybe they will. If you are, praise God for your ministry. Preferably in or around the Wake Forest area would be ideal. But as well as this, and I just want to say that, in this season, it's been It's been hard because a lot of the bigger events we've had to scratch. And so it has forced us to focus in on what really matters. And I would say it's this, right? Discipleship, one-on-one, 1v2, 1v3 relationships, and really just getting in the scriptures. And not only getting in the scriptures, but allowing it to impact our hearts to then what? Take it to a world that needs to hear it. And that's what we want to be about and focus in on more so this year. But in short, we need you. And so I hope that you will take heed to these words. And as Chris Rafferty said, I will be in the back or in the lobby towards the end of the service. And we'd love to talk to you. You can reach out to me via email if I'm talking to somebody. But in short, yeah, come be a part of what we're doing because not only do we want it, but more so the Lord wants to use you and the gifts that he's given you. And I know I missed this real quick. So SummerLink 2021, so college students, this is for you. An opportunity simply to do a 4 to 8 week mission trip through the local church, whether it be here or even in another city in some of the with some of the churches that we partner with in the Pillar Network. But I can give you more information on that. But again, that's SummerLink, and we would love to use you and have a good time with other college students just getting after it for 4 to 8 weeks. But that is all that I have. I appreciate y'all.
What, no applause?
Me and Sean didn't get an applause. Chris Rafferty got an applause, but see, I think I have the best ministry at Open Door because I work with the care group leaders and I think they're the best. My name's Kevin Jones. I work with our care group ministry here at Open Door, and I'm so thankful for Open Door, and I'm thankful to see you all this morning. It's really a joy to have a Sunday like this where we kind of remind ourselves of what we're doing. That the church is important, that membership in the church means something, because in my view of things, churches seem to be going in kind of the other direction with that really it's very casual. You kind of come and go, and maybe you just kind of pop in on a Sunday morning, you hear some thoughts from the Bible, and then you head home, and that's about the extent of your church involvement. And Open Door has never had that model. That's not our approach, and I'm very thankful for it because I think that it's biblical for us to be engaged, to be all parts of the body working together to accomplish great things. So I want to just take a moment to give you an update on our care group ministry and to just pitch some of the needs that we have within the ministry to you all. So first of all, our ministry is growing. Believe it or not, I've been surprised and overjoyed just to see the ministry continue through the pandemic and so many of the difficulties. And yet the care groups were still finding ways to meet, finding ways to minister, even though so many things that were deemed essential were struggling. You know, care group ministry continued within that same vein and essentially discipled and trained and equipped and sharpened. And so I'm thankful to see that we didn't let off on that, because that's really not an option for us. We have a little bit over 40 care groups. They're spread out all over the greater Raleigh, North Raleigh area, Wake Forest, all around. And you know, this time of year is when we're kicking off the care group season. So just to remind you, the care group season runs from August until next June. So each year we have a season. And in August, we kick off that season, which coincides with the Renew series that we do, where as a church, we're recommitting to the church, but we're also recommitting to our care group, or perhaps you're committing to a new care group. So I just want to encourage you to count the cost, consider the group you're in, make sure that you can meet the needs, the schedule, and you can participate. And if you can't, then I want you to come talk to me, because I want to find a group where you can connect and meaningfully be part of that group. We have a lot of groups, but we actually need more. And so if you have an interest in leading a care group, if you've ever considered that, I want to talk to you. And I don't want you to think so much that, you know, whether you're ready to lead the group now or not. I really just want to know if you have a desire, to disciple and have that kind of role in someone else's life, then what we would do is put you on a path of training and equipping you to do that. And so that's one of my jobs here at Open Door, and I would love to work with you in helping you get ready to do that. And I want you to think of leading a care group, if you ever were to consider that, I want you to think of that as not just one more thing to add to the plate of responsibilities that you have, but it's actually something that would be sanctifying for you. And I know from experience, because I lead a care group, it's very sanctifying. You know, week in and week out, reaching out, shepherding people, caring for people. You know, if you're not the most charitable person, it forces you to be charitable. Praise God. If you're not the most thoughtful, it forces you to be thoughtful, and that's a good thing. So consider leading a group, being trained to lead a group. I also want to encourage all of you to be faithful group members, no matter what. So even if you're not leading a care group, or even if you're not thinking about doing that, no matter what ministries you join or get connected with here at Open Door, well, if you're in a care group, then you have a ministry right there. And the scriptures are full of reminders and admonitions to love one another and serve one another and be hospitable to one another and all of those one another's that you've probably heard us talk about. Well, that's a vital ministry. And so don't neglect that ministry. You have a role. God has, you know, told all of us within the church that we have a priestly role within the lives of other believers. And so don't neglect that. Find ways to serve even within your care group, whether it's, you know, reaching out to others. Maybe it's coming to meetings prepared and ready to share something that the Lord has been teaching you. Or maybe it's reaching out to the shut-ins in your group or the people right now who are immunocompromised and can't get out of their house because that's it's a very lonely time for them. So find ways to serve. So you may be thinking about all sorts of things that you'd like to jump back into. That's great. But I want you to think also about your care group and how you can serve within the group. And one more note on that. If you have kind of floundered or struggled with your group in the past, I actually want you to kind of try this and see if it helps you. Really try to be all in and come ready to serve and be prepared and see what happens. Just test it and see. I promise you, you will be shocked. God changes our heart when we invest. If we're passive, we sit back and we just wait for people to serve us, man, there's nothing there. I promise. That's just not where it's at. If you get offensive with your sanctification and with your walk with God and you think, like, I'm going to prepare. I'm going to care about those people in my group. I'm going to reach out to them. Just see what happens. Try it and see, okay? All right, so that's all I have to say. I want you, as you're thinking through all of these different ways that you can serve, I want Care Group to be part of that, okay? All right, thanks.
Good morning, Open Door. My name is Chris Timmons, and I serve here as the Communications Director. When I first came to Open Door 9 years ago, I never thought I would be here on staff serving y'all. And so thank y'all truly so much for giving me the opportunity to use the gifts God has given me to serve y'all in the area of communication. I find it a joy and a blessing, so thank y'all. So today I'm going to be talking about our outreach ministries. That's actually something I love about Open Door that it really drew me to Open Door is that we desire to take the gospel to our community. If you did not get a handout when you came in, or if you're online and you don't have a handout, if you go to our website, there's a button with the worship guide. Click that, and at the very bottom, you can find a link so you can view that worship guide from your home. And so the first thing we're going to talk about is our food pantry. We talked a lot about food pantry at the beginning of COVID because they had a lot of hurdles to overcome in order to be compliant with fears related to COVID and problems related to COVID. And so one thing that they do now is they do a drive-through distribution method. It used to be that clients would come in and shop. And they served about 40 families a week. But now, in light of the pandemic, we have over 80 families come. That's representing over 300 people. And we need about 30 people a weekend to make this possible. We need people to come Friday night and pack boxes. Then on Saturday morning, we need people to distribute those boxes and put them in the cars as the clients drive through. But one of the best things that actually have come out of this is the relationships that we've been able to build with people. We have a team of individuals that go car by car and pray with our clients, and they do that week after week, so we're able to really build relationships with the people that we're serving in our community. If you're at home and you're sheltering in place, and if you're immunocompromised, you have a role to play in this too. You can actually write notes of encouragement, scripture references, just words of encouragement. You can do that as a family. Children can draw pictures, and you can mail those to the church or drop them off between 8:30 and 5 Monday through Thursday. That's a great way that we can be all in as a family. Now, we also do large events. one off events, one in the fall, one in the spring, soccer nights also. But coming up in October, we have Party on the Block. And that's one of our favorite events as a staff because it's an all-in event. What I mean by that is we cannot pull off Party on the Block if it isn't for each and every one of y'all. And so this year, it's going to look a little bit different in light of the pandemic. We really want to keep the trunk or treat aspect of the event. So we're going to do a drive-through trunk or treat, similar to what the food pantry is. We're modeling it after some of the stuff they do. So what's going to happen is cars are going to come in the main entrance. They're going to circle through our parking lot, and then they're going to exit down here. Now, we're not going to be passing out candy at the cars. We don't want you to get hit by a car. And we want to limit points of contact. But what we're going to do is when you drive in, the guest is going to get a sheet of paper, and that is going to be a scavenger hunt. And so as they drive through and look at all the cars, they're going to be looking for certain items to see if they can find them. And then at the end of the trunk or treat line, they're going to turn that in as a chance to enter into a raffle. And then we're also going to give them a bag of candy with information about our church. So you can serve by being a greeter, passing out candy at the end. You can sign up to have a car decorated, or if you're, again, at home, you can donate candy. That is a great thing that we can do. Everybody in the church can participate in that way. Now, when it comes to the cars, we need 57 cars to make this possible. They're going to be kind of stationed, staggered, so it's not too overwhelming for the kids and the parents as they do the scavenger hunt. So we'd encourage you maybe partner up with another family in order to decorate a car or do it as a care group. It's really been a blessing to see how that's grown every year. Some of y'all take this very serious. Last year we had a pirate ship that took up 3 parking spaces. But then we also had people that were Steelers fans that just tailgated. And you know, so that just proves that anybody, even a Steelers fan, can participate in this event. So please join us as we try to serve our community in that way. You can find me after the service or be looking for a volunteer link in the weekly email this Thursday. The final thing I want to talk about is our connections ministry. Now, some of you are probably asking, why is the connection ministry in the outreach ministry section? Well, that's because y'all are, in a way, the face of Open Door. You know, often guests come not with a member. They may have found us through a Google search. They may have driven by and seen the road sign. They may have found us online and then decided to come and visit. And so you're one of the first people they meet. So you're going to greet them, and then you're going to show them around campus, and then maybe if the Lord wills it, you're going to get to share the gospel with them even. You know, at the end of the service in our connecting point, we often get the opportunity to share the gospel with first-time guests. And so if you would like to come alongside us as we seek to make our guests feel welcome, please sign up to do that, especially as we start to reopen the building for the 11 o'clock service. You can email Pastor Mark or find me in the lobby. Thank y'all so much for letting me serve y'all each week.
Good morning, Open Door. It's good to see you guys. I just wanted to say I never get a chance to just pause and say thank you so much for the love that you guys have shown my family. Our family went through kind of a rough year last year, and Open Door just loved us so much. I never get a chance to just say thank you, so thank you, guys. At Open Door, our vision, as you've heard, is to love God and to make his gospel known. And so my job at Open Door is to allow the church to love God and make his gospel known through music, and to provide and curate an atmosphere where we can bring in an authentic approach to our worship, an authentic expression to our worship, and be able to see the awareness that God, his presence is with us. And so I like to and try to create environments where we are free to express God with an appropriate response to his love for us. And we do this in different ways. And the first way that I want to talk about is getting the music to you guys, removing all obstacles so that you can participate in singing when you come in here. And so one of the ways we do this is through Spotify. Now, some of you may not be Spotify users, but if you are, even if you are, if you're not, you can look us up on Spotify at Open Door Life NC, Open Door Life NC. And on there, we have a few playlists designed to help you guys. The first one is called This Weekend Worship. And in that playlist, it is exactly what it says. It's what we're going to be singing this coming weekend. And so it's funny that I'm talking about it today because this week I actually didn't update it, if you follow that. But most of the time, I put the songs that we're going to be singing that coming week for this reason, that you guys can listen to them during the week. And as a worship leader, I've heard throughout the years that one of the main reasons that people don't sing in church, in the gathering, is because they're unfamiliar with the songs. And so I'm trying to do everything I can to remove those obstacles so that you can listen to the songs during the week and come prepared to sing, because it encourages the whole body when we can all sing together. Another playlist on Spotify is called New Songs, and it's just that. It's songs that we may do in the near future. That playlist changes. I'll throw some new stuff, listen to it for a while, see if it's going to be something that we will introduce. And that's meant to just encourage you, to give us something that we can listen to together. And there's actually another playlist on there called Songs of Comfort and Hope that we put on there at the beginning of the pandemic. Just something for us to be encouraged, just to take the words of the gospel in music form and be able to listen to those throughout the week and be encouraged with that. Another way that we like to love God and make his gospel known through music is, one of my jobs is to build teams. And so we are a church, it's been said, that sends people out on church plants and revitalizations. And the same is true for the worship team. We have sent out several people, some of them more recently than others. Walker Capps is a guy who served here a while, and we just sent him out just a few weeks ago. And as sad as it is to see him leave, I'm just excited that God continues to send people to Open Door, and then so we can train and send out. And so I wanted to tell you that because it's my job to build teams at Open Door, and I want you guys to know that it's not a closed team up here. Some of you may be sitting in the congregation, in the gathering, and thinking, oh, well, they've got it all taken care of. And yes, we're doing a good job with what we have, but we're never done, and we will not stop sending people out. And so it is my heart, I want you guys to hear this, my heart to continue to train up people so they can be sent out or even be used here. And so if you're sitting there with a gift of a musical gift, whether it's your voice or an instrument that we use here, please connect with me. My email is jimmy@opendoorlife.com, Jimmy at Open Door Life. So please reach out to me. Another team that we develop here is our production team. And I wanted to say before I move on to the production team, I just wanted to show encouragement for Jonathan Galvin, who has been leading in the indoor service for me. Thank you, Jonathan. It can be difficult to put on two different services with two different bands, and I'm not able to be in two places at once. So he is here and been able to do a great job leading you in worship, and I'm glad to be here this morning and enjoy that with you. But we are putting on two different services, and so from a production team standpoint, that's a big undertaking. And Daniel McDill is our production director, and he has developed and put together two different teams. One setting out up early in the morning, teams get here and put the stage together and roll out the portable sound system and doing all that for the outdoor, and at the same time putting on this service, which everything is already here, but we're also getting ready for a live stream. And so there's a lot to do there. So I want to say that if you have skills in that area, we're also building and equipping that team as well. And me and Daniel both are committed to training people. Even this morning as we were sound checking, Daniel was training someone on the sound. And so we are always bringing you along. So don't feel like you have to be an expert. If you are at all interested, please reach out. We will help you and bring you along to help us in those areas. And his email, if you want to reach out to him, is daniel@opendoorlife.com. You can see a pattern there. Our name plus opendoor@opendoorlife.com. The third area that we need help for is in this indoor service. We're going to be implementing back the public reading of scripture moment. And what this is a team of people who come up and read the scripture before Pastor Dwayne or the preacher preaches the message. And what this does is allows us to keep scripture central to our gatherings. And so this is something we take very seriously. And so we're looking for more and more people to commit to have good stage presence, to read scripture with authority and clarity and boldness. So if you're interested at all about that, please reach out to me again, jimmy@opendoorlife.com. That's it for me. Thank you guys. I invite Pastor Dwayne back up here.
Well, this is why we need you, and now I hope you understand a little bit more how God has designed the church. We need all of the giftedness that you see on our staff. Our staff is extremely gifted. And we need the membership, gifted by God's Spirit, to do their part. I'm going to conclude, if you go back to 1 Corinthians 12, let me just finish this passage in verse 14. The body is not one member, but many. If the foot says, because I'm not a hand, I'm not a part of the body, it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. Or if the ear says, because I'm not an eye, I'm not part of the body, it is not for this reason any less a part of the body. I mean, if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? If the whole body were hearing, where would the sense of smell be? And in verse 18, but now God has placed the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he desired. If you're a member of Open Door Church, you're here by the will of God. You've been placed here because God desired you to be placed here. And that makes your membership here so meaningful. If you're looking for a church home and you choose Open Door, it'll be because God desired for that to happen. And we will welcome you. So what I want to do before we take the Lord's Supper, I just want to lead us into a prayer of commitment. And what I'm going to be asking for you to do is just that. Say, I'm in. I'm in for another year of meaningful membership at this wonderful church. Let's pray together. Father, where would we be as a church without a head? We confess that Jesus Christ is Lord of the church. He is the head of the church. And we are gladly the body parts. We are grateful that we can complete Christ's mission by being his church on earth. We are grateful that we can be Open Door Church and that we have a mission to love you and get your gospel out. And so, Father, I'm praying that personally I'm committed again for another year. I'm in. I'm all into this church. To do the very things that we've discussed today. And I pray that now that the rest of my church family would be making the same commitment, we're all in. And in doing so, Father, I'm just asking, not only would you use us, but would you bless us? Bless us to accomplish the mission you've set forth. And Father, more than anything else, I want Christ to be glorified here. And so bring your Son glory through our efforts, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.